A word for you from Luke chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And all went to enroll themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. Here, in this very inconvenient circumstance, the Lord Jesus was about to be born, and God is moving heaven and earth for the sake of the Savior. And here the unknowns of this world, but known in heaven, Mary and Joseph, God was moving the hearts of even kings, even though he was, as he thought, the king of the whole world, and all circumstances were controlled by him, and even this tax census, so to say, probably to count people so that he could tax them properly in this colony of Judea. But maybe it was for his own vanity to know how many people were under his control. But God was fulfilling what he had spoken of old, and which he had said, for instance, through Jacob. As he was dying, Jacob said that the scepter had departed from Judah and the lawgiver from between his feet, in Genesis 49 verse 10, that until Shiloh come, and unto him shall be the obedience of the peoples. And it was to be at this time, when in their servitude Shiloh should come, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Joseph was simply being a good citizen, and he did what had to be done. He wasn't part of the rebel group fighting for liberation from Rome. He accepted the servitude. God had allowed it to happen. And if he had rebelled, just imagine if he had said, "I don't and I refuse to be counted. It is below my dignity. Why should I take a pregnant woman who's likely to give birth there, all the way in the desert, just for a census from a man sitting in Rome?" But no, he quietly did what he was told, and he went to the only city that counted in the eyes of God, little Bethlehem, not even Jerusalem, but Bethlehem, for it had been told for a long time before then, Micah chapter 5 verse 2, for instance, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, which art little to be among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall come one forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And so our Savior was to be born in this circumstance, in this, the house of bread, Bethlehem.